Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shift podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. I'm your host, Christina Castanini, and this is kind of an odd recording, I have to say. This was actually not supposed to be a solo show, and it ends up there was a lot of technical difficulties, and I guess that's just how this year is going so far. And it actually is an interesting thing for me because it's just kind of how life goes, right? Things happen that you're not expecting. And so I think a lot of us can relate to that, right? So you think things are going one way and then something comes out of the blue and totally throws you off path. And when I was in my eating disorder days, I probably could not have tolerated today happening. I'll be honest with you. I needed everything to happen to such a degree that everything was planned. And I had my whole life really kind of everything was well thought out. And I had rituals and I had routine and my eating was that way too. So when I worked out, what I ate, when I cooked, when I meal planned, when I did this, when I did that, everything was so very rigid. And if something felt out of control, much like today did with this podcast, I don't know how I could have handled it. And thinking back, I probably would have fallen way back into my eating disorder. And I mean, not that I wasn't already, but the behaviors would have been so much more extreme. And I can only imagine that my eating disorder voice would have just beat me up and said, "Oh my gosh, what did you do? You screwed up again. You failed. You know, you didn't do this right." And it just would have been this incessant barrage of just criticism. Not that there already wasn't that already, but whenever something went wrong, my eating disorder voice just was so awful to me and everything was my fault. I had to be perfect. And when I wasn't, or my life wasn't, or something went wrong, it was always my fault. I failed. And like, I'm thinking back to this situation here and, you know, I could easily just blame myself and say, "Oh my goodness, I did this wrong and this wrong. And I screwed up and I'm not good enough. And I'm all these things." And, you know, I'm not perfect. None of us are, sure. But life happens too. And so with that, I'm wondering how many of you out there do that to yourselves. You just constantly beat yourselves up and you are, you know, if you're not perfect, then it's like this all or nothing thing. It's like you're either perfect or you fail. And holding yourself to such a high standard is a lot of stress. And I mean, how many of you out there are like the person that had the straight A's in school or have the straight A's or push yourself to be the best employee or the best mom or do everything right? And even, you know, with wanting body image, just to look perfect and striving that for that constantly, or everything in your house has to look perfect. Just everything has to be in its place. And, you know, if it's not, then you failed. It's your fault. And if you are somebody out there, you know, listening to this and you just feel like you have to be like the perfect friend and please everybody else, and you can't say no to anybody or feel guilty, and there's almost this fear of, if you let go of those standards are what keeps you doing everything right, right? Well, gosh, I can't let up because of course I have to get the straight A's. Of course I have to be the best student. Of course I have to be all these things. And it's in the telling of myself that, you know, if I don't, then I'm a failure, right? And I put myself down if I don't do well. That's what keeps me up top. Those are my standards. And so I really want you to kind of think about that for a second. Like, you're beating yourselves up. You're telling yourself those horrible things. And is that really what's keeping you on top? Is that really what's keeping you successful or doing well? Because I don't think so. Because you probably don't do that with anyone else in your life. So like, let's just even look at kids, right? So let's say you had a kindergartner and you're trying to teach a kindergartner how to learn the ABCs. You know, a little kindergartner comes in and is like so excited and says, "Hey, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, you know, I learned A, B, C, D, E, F, Z." And you just annihilated that little kid and said, "What? You suck. You stupid. You didn't get it at all. That was such a failure. What's wrong with you?" Well, how do you think that little kid's going to react? That little kid is going to be devastated, right? Probably going to cry. That little kid is not going to feel good about themselves at all. But let's say that little kid comes in and sings that song and you go, "Oh my gosh, you got so far today. You're doing so well. You know what? You're going to get there. You're going to learn the whole alphabet if you just keep trying. You're doing so great." And you give that little kid a gold star. That kid's going to feel so great and feel so hopeful and just want to keep trying and learning the whole alphabet and have all this hope that they're doing great. So they're going to keep trying. And that's the thing. They're going to have this hope. And they feel good about themselves because they did something that, you know, they maybe hadn't done before. They get the gold star, right? And they see that they're doing something wonderful. But the other kid's probably not going to try again. They're going to feel ashamed. They're going to feel bad. They're going to feel like a failure. And they're probably going to have this fear of like ever trying again because, my goodness, like what a reaction if they didn't get it perfect and they didn't do it right. So what's motivating? What motivates those kids is not being beat up and being told horrible negative things. That doesn't keep the standard high. No, what keeps the standards high and keeps people motivated and feeling good and keeps wanting them to try is the encouragement and the hope and the, "Hey, you're doing the best you can. Good job." People having faith in us. And when you lose faith in yourself and you feel like others don't have faith in you, you give up. You don't keep trying. Or you know, it's, how do you feel inside, right? So if you have in your internal dialogue constantly telling you, "Hey, you're not doing enough. You're awful. You suck. You know, if you're not doing perfect, you might as well not try at all." Or you have this fear of even putting yourself out there because, my gosh, you're going to just get shamed and put down. How are you living your life? You know, we're not much different than we are as kids. You know, we're not much different than those kindergartners. Just because our bodies age or we get older, when we're told negative, horrible things, we react the same. We all want encouragement. We all want someone to have faith in us or say positive things. Of course we do. And so, you know, if you're sitting there and, you know, you try a diet, say, maybe initially you have this hope and this excitement, like, "Okay, I'm taking control. I'm going to do something different. And, you know, this is finally going to be it. I have this hope," right? But inevitably, as we know, diets fail, right? So what ends up happening is you tell yourself, "Oh my gosh, I failed again. I didn't do it." All the negative self-talk just comes in, the guilt, the shame, the, you know, all this horrible stuff just funnels through your mind. "I screwed up again. I'm not good enough." And so think about the impact that has on your self-esteem, your self-worth, all of it. And it just incessant, 24/7, it just goes. How do you think that impacts how you feel, your mood, and how you function throughout the day? And so, you know, I can imagine you just want more than anything to get rid of that. And so that's what draws you back to another diet, is like, you just want to feel like, "Okay, I can control something. I want some more hope. I want to feel like, yes, I can do it. I can take control. This time I'm going to do it right. You know, if I just have more willpower, if I just do it better, this time I'm going to prove to myself and everyone else, shut down those negative voices, those negative messages." But the problem is, you're not the failure. You are not the failure. These diets are the failure. And so if you keep believing that somehow, some way, you know, you're going to find this perfect diet or this perfect solution, then you're constantly going to be on this roller coaster feeling horrible about yourself, but it's not your fault. So if you're listening, I just want you to really take that in. And what's the failure is not you. You're not failing. And I hate really hearing that when people say, "Oh, just eat this. Just eat less and exercise more. Just have more willpower. Just do it better. Just. If people are telling you just to do something, or you're even telling yourself, "I just need this," what does that even mean? Just do this. If things were that easy to do, it wouldn't be such a struggle. You wouldn't have to keep struggling to do them. It's not that simple. You know, it's very simple on the outside to tell people, "Hey, just do this." But if you keep trying over and over and over again to do something or to achieve something and you're struggling, it's not just, it's just not something that maybe you're meant to do, right? Especially diets, they're just, they are 100% fails. And so, you know, another thing too is to think about all of the people around you or the environment you're in. You know, if in here is already negative, are people or situations around you also very toxic and negative? Are you getting any positive feedback or any positive messages from the people around you or the environment around you? Really think about that too. Is it all, I mean, is it both ways? Do you have people in your life that are giving you positive messages? Like, you're good enough. Keep going. You know, you don't need to do so much. You're good enough the way you are. You ultimately need to have those messages inside for yourself. But if you also have a lot of negative, toxic messages from the people around you, really think about that too. Like, where are the healthy messages? Where are the healthy people around you? Because if you think about even your body image, right? So what are you trying to attain? Who are you comparing yourself to? Are you looking at people around you and they're constantly dieting and they are constantly talking about the new best diet? And maybe you feel like, oh gosh, I have to do that too, because that's what everyone around me does. That's normal. Well, that's not normal. But if that's what you're surrounding yourself with and that's what's around you, you might think it's normal. So then when you go on a diet and or you try to restrict your food and you just can't do it over and over and over again, what are you going to tell yourself? Oh, something's wrong with me. Look, everyone around me seems to be doing it just fine. So think about this for a second. If you are in, you know, a really healthy environment where people are loving and caring and they're not engaging in behaviors like that, that's different. It's going to be much easier for you to feel like, okay, maybe, you know, look around and if people aren't engaging in eating disorder behaviors and they have healthy relationships with food and their body, that's much less toxic. So also look at who you're choosing to be around or who you are around. And I know you sometimes can't choose family or coworkers or things like that, but just to be mindful of who are you actually focusing in on or paying attention to or spending most of your time with. And I want you to kind of think about this too. It's like, this kind of sounds silly, but if you were a cactus, right? And this cactus was put into a rainforest and this cactus kept looking at ferns and all these lush rainforest trees and plants and going, oh my gosh, I wish I was lush and wonderful like that. And this poor cactus is going to be suffering there, not doing very well, right? Because going, oh my gosh, like I'm really like not happy here because it's in a rainforest. It's not where it needs to be. So this cactus might feel like it's inadequate or it's doing something wrong because it's not feeling healthy and thriving and looking like a beautiful plant, like all the other ones. But looking at the other one saying, what are they doing right? And what am I doing wrong? Nothing, nothing. But let's say this cactus suddenly got transplanted to the desert. Now this cactus suddenly is going to feel amazing and really healthy and start being like its beautiful cactus self in all levels and realize, oh my goodness, when I'm here, I'm at my best. I'm in an environment where I'm meant to be. And everything around me is helping me be the best version of myself. No longer comparing this, it, you know, itself to things that it's never meant to be. It's never going to be, no matter how hard it tries. So kind of asking yourself, like, are you a cactus in a rainforest? You know, sometimes you just have to realize maybe you're not in the best place in your life. Maybe you need to make a shift and a change. And that's okay. I know that's hard sometimes. But if you keep trying to be something you're not, how much do you want to keep struggling? And this is where self-acceptance, this is where realizing you are good enough the way you are is really important, because each and every single one of you listening out there, is you're all unique. You're all wonderful. You all have your own wonderful qualities, things that make you wonderful because you're you. If we're all the same, that'd be really boring. But what gets me is body image issues and eating disorders is there's this push to for everybody to look a certain way and look the same. And if you're not that, then you're not good enough. It's like this all or nothing, just like nothing. You're either straight A's or you're a failure. And it's just not that way. We need to, as a society, start embracing diversity. We need to start embracing that everybody's their own unique individual. And that if you don't fit some mold, that's absolutely fine. What is it about you that makes you you that's wonderful and amazing? Where do you need to be? You know, if you're a cactus, what environment do you need to be in to thrive and be your best? Stop trying to change yourself and maybe change what's around you so that you can say, wow, this is where I'm doing my best. This is where I'm at my healthiest inside and out and feel where I'm comfortable. Instead of constantly feeling like something is wrong with you and you constantly have to change all of the time. Because I think that's a lot of what's going on right now is people feel like, oh gosh, I just have to change everything about me to be acceptable, to be loved, to be appreciated, to be good enough. And that's just not true. So it kind of makes me sad to see that, you know, and I see all these things on social media. I think it's getting better in a lot of ways, but then there's other things I see, like, you know, these filters for photos and things that it's like people aren't feeling like they're good enough. And it's like, I'm not good enough to put myself out there unless I'm fixing something or taking away something or filtering something about me. And then I'm acceptable to put this fake version of myself out there. And it seems like a lot of people are doing that. And that's sad because then everybody's comparing themselves to fake versions of everyone else. So what's real? In reality, when you go out in reality, nobody looks filtered, right? And so is everyone afraid to be seen in their natural state? I don't know. But what is the problem with us just being genuine and real in ourselves? I think this is fostering a lot of insecurities and a lot of fears of just being vulnerable and genuine. And it would be really fantastic if we all just felt like we could be, if everyone listening could just feel like, gosh, if I was just myself and open and vulnerable, like I would be acceptable the way I am, instead of having to maybe put up a wall or a facade, or I can only start living my life once I look a certain way or wear a certain size or wear certain clothes or whatever it is. Life's right now. You know, if anything about 2020 taught me anything, it's like life is right now. We just don't know. And if you keep putting your life off, you don't get your time back. That's it. I mean, this is it. Life is happening right now. It's not happening 50 pounds from now. It's not happening, you know, two diets from now. It's not happening, you know, when you meet some goal. It's happening right here, right now. So I just hope all of you listening just can sit back and maybe think about the great, wonderful qualities you have as an individual that make you you. You're here for a reason. You all have a gift. I'm not kidding. I'm trying to get preachy here, but it's the truth. And if you just keep focusing on the things or telling yourself you're not good enough at this or trying to change the things you think you're flawed in, then you're missing out on so many things. You're missing out on appreciating all these great, wonderful things about you, which is sad. So maybe take some time after the podcast, and even if it's one thing, just say, you know what? I'm really great at this, whatever it is, or you're a really nice person, or you're kind, or you're generous. Those are great qualities. And I have a feeling most people listening, you're probably really kind, great, generous, wonderful people. And so to beat yourselves up all the time or tell yourselves really horrible, nasty, nasty things, that's really sad because you don't deserve that. So anyway, I really am hoping that, you know, we've had a crazy start to 2021 with my podcast and some technical stuff, but I'm rolling with it. So again, if you guys have any topics you want to listen to or any questions, I keep taking them in. I actually didn't get a chance to look at them tonight because everything just kind of got thrown at me last minute. So again, I really appreciate all of you listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can always review, rate, and subscribe to the show. And you can also always go to my website. I have a free 9-week email course. And there you can start making your journey with your peace with food and your struggles with body image. So go onto the website and you can download that now too. So I am really thrilled that I get to talk to you guys, and for all of you who are have listened before, thank you. And if anyone is a new listener, thank you as well. So until next time, to your health, everyone.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guest are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.